This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You hear that music every day around 4:30. That means it is time for a Donnie Football debrief. But with me in the host chair and Dom DiTommaso in the producer chair, he is running the debrief yet again today. So, Dom, what do you got?
Thank you, Donald. The debrief, January 1, 2026, New Year's Day. So I have two things for you, Mr. Football, on a very big college football day. The first is an opinion that I have, and I will put it out to you. I don't know if you and I have ever talked about this, but it is an opinion I have had for years. I've said it on this station a bunch of times, and I tweeted it out 10 minutes ago, and I want to get your thoughts on it. It is a travesty that the Rose Bowl, taking place right now, is not the site of the national championship every year. It is the best venue in sports. I think it's the best sporting event in sports. This is something that college football should rally around. The way the NFL has the Super Bowl, golf has the Masters, the baseball has the World Series, the Final Four in college basketball. Everybody has these special events for their championship game, and all college football has is the national championship game. What is that? This is a standalone day for the sport, the Rose Bowl, which means everything. On New Year's Day, it should be the site of the natty every single year. The fact it's not sucks, and I can't believe this hasn't been figured out already.
Now, as much as I want to agree with that,
oh no!
If you keep it on New Year's Day, how would you schedule it out?
Well, I have that all figured out.
Okay.
You move Army-Navy to before the season. There is no reason for it to be played in November/December. I don't care what anybody says. The game's going to be played. It doesn't matter when it's played. Play it week zero. Then you move the conference championship games to Thanksgiving weekend, and then you go right into the playoffs. And if my math is correct, which it's always in question if my math is correct, the Natty should line up on January 1st every day. Because you also don't need the 2 weeks off in between. It's stupid. We're already seeing all these teams that have buys lose anyway, so we don't need them. Just condense everything, make it flow smoothly, and then put your biggest game at your biggest event.
I do think that it should be, since it's called the granddaddy of them all, we know it is the most prestigious bowl game every single season, that it does only make sense for it to have the game's biggest game.
It makes no sense. This is a quarterfinal game, Donnie. It's not even a semifinal game.
And I know it's on like a rotation, the way that they do it with the bowl games every year, and you know what ends up being the, you know, playoff, you know, final, like the national championship game. I agree with you that the Rose Bowl just they make it out to be such a massive deal. They already make it feel like a bigger deal than all of the other bowl games. It feels bigger than the Cotton Bowl. It feels bigger than the Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Peach Bowl, all of the other New Year's Six bowl games. That, yeah, I think it would be easiest to just say the Rose Bowl, like, national championship game every single year. The national championship at the Rose Bowl.
Yes. Like you said, it has so much aura and mystique. They have their A-team, Fowler and Herb Street, do it every year. Game day is in the Rose Bowl when they do game day this morning. They have pretty much everything in the making of a national championship game except the national championship. It's so dumb. But I still enjoy the game. And just watching it now on TV, we have it on all three TVs in here. That's how important it is.
Is there even another game going on?
I don't think there is.
I think with the college football playoff, they normally just make sure those are the only games going on, so they're all standalone.
It is weird the game not taking place at 5, and I believe it's because ESPN wanted to line up sunset in the mountains in Pasadena with the second half of the game in between the third and fourth quarter, which I guess wouldn't even matter today because it's raining and cloudy.
See, my thought was that they wanted to have the other game get moved up by a little bit.
The Sugar Bowl.
So that you could get more of an audience in there entrenched in that game in its entirety. Because sometimes we'll get a start time of like 9 p.m. for a big college football game. And I mean, that's a tough ask for people on the East Coast. I mean, I know you're still well in your youth, but I mean, to ask people to stay up until almost 1 a.m. by the time that game wraps up,
It's difficult.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
Especially if you're working the next day.
Right.
I know it's normally around New Year's Day, but, you know, say if, I mean, aren't you doing the early morning show tomorrow?
Correct.
So, I mean, you know, say if that game, I know it's only like an hour difference, but if that game didn't get kicked off until 9:15 because the Rose Bowl went a little bit long, you're not watching that entire game.
Or I'm getting 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah. It leaves you with very little option. So I thought that was one of the reasons why.
I'm sure that factored into it. I read that it was because of the sunset, but I'm positive that that also played a part in it. All right, second thing. Actually, we'll get to the second thing in a second. Another opinion I had, Donnie, last night. I don't know if you feel this way. Why is the Cotton Bowl not played at the Cotton Bowl? The Cotton Bowl Classic is played in Dallas in Jerry Jones' stadium. Play it at the damn Cotton Bowl. What is that?
They've made so many like commercialized changes to the bowl games over the years. Like, we joke about all the sponsor names. We laughed about it with Pomp last hour. You know, it's just so much. It's just so different now that, I mean, again, another testament to the Rose Bowl. That's one of the only places where like the venue is kind of the story as much as the game. Like, people hype up the venue of the Rose Bowl. There's so many great aerial shots. You're going to see the two different shades of red all day today with Alabama and Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you get those shots with other games, but they make it a bigger deal with the Rose Bowl than they do with any of those other ones.
The Rose Bowl just does it right. I feel like the Cotton Bowl could be somewhat near there, but they play it in an NFL stadium. Anyway, last thing here, Donald. I was thinking about the Sugar Bowl. We were just talking about it. And I'll probably put out a poll on Twitter later tonight because I am curious where people stand and I'm curious where you stand. So with Miami advancing to the semifinals, they will play the winner of tonight's Georgia-Ole Miss game. As a viewer, and you're not really a diehard fan of either of these teams, so you're just watching for entertainment and storylines, what interests you more in the semifinals? If Georgia won and we got Carson Beck with Miami versus his old team in Georgia, or if Ole Miss won and started going on a run without Lane Kiffin?
As cool as it would be to see Ole Miss go on a run without Lane Kiffin, I'm taking Carson Beck against his old team, which you can get occasionally now in college athletics because the transfer portal and everything is, you know, such a, you know, it's just mayhem that you're going to start to get that year after year at this point. I want to see that, I think, as just an outside viewer more than anything. You know, I want to see a quarterback that was at his previous school, couldn't get the job done, and now he has a chance to knock them out of the playoff. Yeah, I'm going Carson Beck against Georgia.
Yeah, I've gone back and forth because they're both excellent. Either way, Miami, Georgia, Miami, Ole Miss, there's scenarios that are riveting. But yeah, I was curious. I was like, these are two really epic storylines that we could be getting tonight.
Yeah, I'm going Carson Beck in Georgia there, like almost in a landslide for me. I want to see the quarterback take on the old school that he was at. I mean, I feel that translates at really like in any capacity. I mean, think about Aaron Rodgers against the Packers, Aaron Rodgers against the Jets, Tom Brady against the Patriots when we got that. Anytime you see a quarterback of really any notoriety, and Carson Beck, one of the notable names in college athletics in the last couple of years, when he gets a chance to play his old team, I think that's very easy intrigue, and you know the stories kind of write themselves.
Right. You know, the other thing about Carson Beck, and listen, he is not a bad-looking dude by any stretch of the imagination.
He kind of is.
You said it, not me. And he's a great athlete, quarterback at Miami. How he was able to pull a Cavender twin is beyond me. I guess being a quarterback gives you powers.
Well, as Brent Musburger once said, it pays to be a quarterback.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I'll just leave it at that. That was another thought I had at our New Year's Eve party last night. We were throwing that around.
All right, Dom. That was a fun one. Coming up, we will hear from both the coordinators from the South Side, Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin. We listen to what they said to the Steelers media coming up next. Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette, he will join us around 5:15. TRT at 5:30. The poll is out there. Four things that you can vote on for what you want us to talk about at 5:30. Hodgepodge comes up to finish the show as well. Donnie Football in for the guys here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cold and cloudy, low of 15 tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.